What do you call a heavy rain that lasts only a little while? A heavy rain.
Cloud burst?
Now, what do you call a storm that has thunder and lightning?
Thunderstorm.
All right. I know we do. We have bad winds around here. Now, if the wind was very high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind was high during the night. You'd say all night
long. The wind blowed all night.
All right. Now, if the wind is coming from that direction, you say the wind's
from the east.
Now, a wind halfway between south and west, you call a
southwest.
Now, halfway between east and north.
Northeast.
And halfway between west and north is
northwest.
Now, if it's raining, but not raining just very hard, just a few drops coming down, you'd say it's
sprinkling rain.
Something thick in the air so that you can't see ahead. You say the air is very
foggy.
You know what that is around here,
don't
you?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Now, if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you're having a
dry spell.
The wind has been very gentle, gradually getting stronger. You'd say it's been what?
Wind's getting high.
Right, it's just the opposite. The wind has been strong and is getting weaker and weaker.
The wind's laying.
On a morning in the fall, when you first go outdoors, if you find it's cold but not disagreeable cold, the kind of weather you'd like to be out in, you say this morning it's rather
chilly.
I appreciate it so much. Now, if it was a white coating on the ground in the morning, you say you had a...
We had a snow.
All right. Or if it's very light, and compensate with a cold, with a change of weather real quick, it's just very light, you say it, you may call it a...
Frost.
Now, all right, let's see. You had a lake nearby, and it turned real cold. It was so cold last night, the lake did what?
Froze over.
If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze.
The place in the house where you have chairs for people to talk to who come to call. This place we're in right now. On this, the
living room.
All right. Now, speaking of rooms and their height, you say this room is about 5 feet
high.
Now, the smoke goes up through the
chimney
and the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace.
Hearth.
And in the fireplace, the thing that you lay the wood across.
Well, I call them doggones.
Perfect. I didn't have you. I sure like you better keep the car. Alright. What would you call a place above the fireplace where you put an ornament?
Mantle.
All right. Now, the big round piece of wood with the bark on it that you burn in the fireplace.
In the back of the fireplace?
Well, the round piece of wood that you burn in the fireplace.
Back stick.
Now, what would you call the kind of wood you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call the black that forms in the chimney?
Smut.
And when the fire goes out, what's left in the fireplace?
Ashes. Right.
And could you describe the color? What would you, what they like it to be?
Well, most of the time they're grayish looking.
All right, what am I seeing?
Chair.
Right. And I can just ask you, what do you call the piece of furniture that you're sitting in?
Couch.